Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Breaking news, Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right. They're once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Trust me, I think I need one. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped's products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using Bubba as your promo code for 20% off and free shipping. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit is waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. The titanium-coated T-blade is tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. Don't forget about the beard shampoo and conditioner. You need to remember that your beard hair is different. It's more coarse. It's easier to damage than the hair on your head. Cap the kit off with some beard balm. The Pro Beard Kit comes with three free gifts, plus a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Just use promo code Bubba. Manscaped Beard Hedger. One stroke, one guard, 20 lengths. What's up, Rogan?
What's up? What's up? Now we're on real radio.
That's right.
Yeah, now we're on where you can be yourself, my friend. You
what
can.
Thank God. Take off the shackles.
You know, it's like, you know, you almost really can't do a good interview with Joe if you can't be, you know, explicit. Because, I mean, that's what Joe's all about. He's a guy's guy. He speaks like we do.
Go to his comedy show.
He likes to get high. He likes to float in flotation devices. He feels bad for whores when he goes to for the strip clubs and says, I feel bad for these ladies.
I feel worse now that I have a baby myself. Real weirded out.
You just had a baby about 9 months ago, did you not? Boy or girl?
Girl.
Oh, it even makes it worse.
Way worse. I can't go to strip clubs. I'm like, I don't want to see no bad parenting. I don't want to go and see all these mistakes, these failures. Is abandoned fathers.
But see, it may be a little bit different had you had a guy. You'd be like,
come on, boy.
I know it's your job to keep track of all the, but like, I don't know how you do it. I mean, because there's so many fights and there's so much going on and there's always so many changes within the UFC. It's like,
I just do it because I don't ever sit down and go, hey, I got to do some research for my job. I'm just a big fan.
You just know it. Yeah.
I don't follow any other sports. I didn't even know who played in the Super Bowl. If you ask me right now, I wouldn't even know.
You don't know who played in the Super Bowl?
No, I don't know. I don't know who won the World Series. I couldn't name five baseball players. I can't.
Joe was chilling out in the flotation tank while the Super Bowl was going on, man.
I find them boring. I'm like, I don't want anything that, but, you know, I watch professional pool, so I'm a retard. My girlfriend gets mad because I use up all the TiVo.
You got 40 pool matches.
Next thing you know, you're going to see Goldberg on there commentating on professional pool.
I did commentary on professional pool once.
Henry from New Jersey, you're on with Joe Rogan. Man, the calls are great with Joe Rogan here. Go ahead, Henry.
I just wanted to ask Joe about his experiences with DMT. Which form you use, whether the chemical or from the frog?
The stuff that comes from the frog, most of the stuff comes from frog is the 5-MeO. But no, everything I got is the chemical.
What are we talking about here?
DMT is the most powerful psychedelic drug known to man.
And hold on, look at Brent. He's riveted.
Where can I get it? Where can I get some?
Well, it's produced by your own brain, and it also exists in thousands of different plants. And it's a really weird drug because it's everywhere.
It's called DMT.
Dimethyltryptamine.
Your body makes it naturally.
Yeah, your lungs, your liver.
So how do we extract
it? Your brain
it and get
makes
some?
It.
Can we, kill
well, it? You know, this the problem is it's really really illegal. It's
but if your body makes it, how can it be illegal?
Well, Terrence McKenna had a great line about it. He said everybody's holding.
The government doesn't want you to, you know, be exposed to anything that makes you think or anything like that.
Well, it's much more than making you think. It's the same chemical that your brain produces when you're in heavy REM sleep. And they believe your brain produces it in mass quantities when you die. So it literally is like a portal to the afterlife. And when you smoke this stuff, transported into another dimension. And,
really?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't use those words lightly. I'm not saying like,
yeah, you're not
like
a rookie
you
here.
Think like, you know, like, wow, I'm seeing pretty lights, man. Maybe I'm in another dimension. No, you're in another dimension where you're communicating with these complex geometric patterns that are made out of love and understanding. And they see right through you, and they explain to you the nature of life and the nature of matter and the nature of positive energy and negative energy, and that you're just a part of some gigantic infinite cycle that will go on forever. And the only thing that keeps you thinking that this life or that anything you do in this life is important is your ego, and that's just because of your biology.
If you came in here and you smelled like a hippie and looked like a hippie, I would call on you. But you actually know what you're talking about, and it, like,
I
really.
I've read a lot about it. Most of the stuff I've read about is Terrence McKenna's work, and even more from Dr. Rick Strassman. He's a doctor who did a bunch of clinical trials out of the University of New Mexico.
So how do I get my hands on some?
Well, that's where it's hard, man. You got to find a good chemist or get on YouTube or get on the internet and Google it.
It's what your body releases when you dream, right?
Yes.
I'm an atheist, but I've always been fascinated by DMT because I think the only thing that I can perceive that has anything to do other than this world is dreams. Mm-hmm. There's something to dreams.
There's something weird in the fact that everyone's afraid to die, but no one's afraid to go to sleep. Everyone is afraid to shut off for the big sleep, but everyone looks forward to shutting off every night.
Yeah.
Sure.
You're gone, and we don't know what that is.
Exactly.
But what we do know is that it's very similar. Dreams are very similar to DMT experiences, in that when you have a DMT experience, right after you have it, you're like, thing I've ever seen in my life. You're like, nothing's going to be the same again. And then 30 seconds later, you're like, what was I even talking about?
It's
just like a dream. You know,
When's the last time you did a really good DMT deal?
I haven't done it in about 2 years.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Did you miss it?
Well, no, it's one of those things, man, where if you do it too much, it will fuck you up for real.
Now you smoke it?
The world becomes too slippery. Yeah, you smoke it. When you have this experience, and you go to whatever the you're going to, and you communicate with, you're communicating with something that I'm using all these words, you know, like, you know, the patterns made out of love and understanding, but that's mostly just nonsense. What you're experiencing, there's no words for, because you can't believe that it's real. You wouldn't possibly be able to imagine this. And like one of the things that McKenna said about DMT is the only thing that you have to worry about is death by astonishment. And that really is what it's like. It's like it's so mind-blowing.
Now, how would you compare DMT to your float machine?
Well, it's definitely very different. The float machine, the beautiful thing about sensory deprivation tanks is that it's all controllable. Like, say if you freak out, you're on a mushroom trip and you're only an hour in, you got 5 more hours, buddy. You know, good luck. You know, keep it together. Try not to have a heart attack. But if you freak out in the isolation tank, all you have to do is just get up and leave. It's instant sobriety. You can become, you know, instantly right back to baseline. You're
fine. I just got an email, Brent, from Blitz. It said DXM DMT and 5-MeO DIPT used to be sold years ago, a pure form on eBay. Is that true?
Yeah, you could buy it from chemical companies. There was a bunch of different companies online, especially 5-methoxy dimethyltryptamine, which is actually more potent than the NN dimethyltryptamine that gives you the visions. There's a bunch of different. There's psychedelic drugs that are still legal.
Brent, how did you not know about
that? Man, how about salvia divinorum?
Oh, I love
salvia. We used to do that on the air.
They just made it illegal.
Yeah, they made it here in Florida. Yeah,
there's another drug out there.
There's no reason to make it illegal. Why don't they make cigarettes illegal?
It's the root of the sage plant. How can that be illegal?
The government gets their vig. That's why cigarettes are not illegal.
How can
that
be illegal, Joe? It's the root of sage. How can it be illegal, buddy?
It grows in the ground.
Parsley, sage, rosemary.
Spice gold is another one that's out on the market.
What is that?
Spice gold. It's very similar to weed, except it's more expensive, and
really?
It does the same gig, but it's legal in some places. Yeah, I'm trying to get my hands on some.
We need to get some of this DMT stuff that you see.
The problem is it's a Schedule I substance. You know,
I have instructions on how to make it.
In this country, there's Schedule II is cocaine, meth, heroin, like some of the most horrible drugs.
And pot is Schedule I.
Pot is Schedule I. Mushroom, Schedule I. LSD, Schedule I.
Now, Joe, let's talk
the
about
stuff that's never killed anybody, Schedule I.
Let's talk about this float machine that you speak of.
Bubba, let's talk about it.
By the way, you can go to Joe. JoeRogan.net. And that's his website.
I feel
and
like I, Joe needs like a lab coat or something. Yeah.
Well, you know, I got a lot of free time, and I'm into weird
fighting and smoking.
It doesn't make any sense, but you know what? I'm the bridge between the meatheads and the potheads.
How did you find out about this machine, Joe?
Well, the isolation tank. The first time I found out about it was from the movie Altered States.
See, I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, I had my friend wanted to buy one, so I know Joe was into it. So I was
Well, Altered States was based
was huge. In the 80s.
What it was based on was like a little bit of like John Lilly and a little bit of Terrence McKenna. And what it's really about is John Lilly was the guy who invented the tank, and he's this crazy psychedelic pioneer who used to take acid and communicate with dolphins. And one of the things he discovered when he was on acid, he was trying to figure out a way to remove all of the sensory input from the brain's function, like remove sight and sound and feeling and touch and social cues and distance. And what he figured out a way to do was he created this tank where you fill it up with water, and the water is heated to the same temperature as the surface of your skin. So it's 93.5 degrees. And then there's 800 pounds of salt in the water. So you're incredibly buoyant. And what you do is you line this tank, and because of the fact you're floating in it and it's the same temperature as your skin, you don't really feel anything. It feels like you're weightless. It feels like you're flying. So then you pull the lid down on the case, and you're in total silence, total darkness. Your ears are underwater. You don't see anything. It's pitch black. And in the absence of any sensory input, your brain it becomes supercharged. It's like your brain has you're untethered from your body, and you start to go inward. And the first 20 minutes or so is almost like a seminar on your life. You start being really self-analytical. You start breaking down your personality and things you don't like about your life and things you do like, and you know, and things that felt good and things that feel bad and things that you need to correct, and trying to get yourself on a more positive path. And then as that goes on and on and on, as you go through all the in your brain, it's like psychic clearing. Like you clear it out, and then everybody good, okay. Now, then you start to hallucinate, and then you start to have these crazy visions where it feels
like... Does it ever freak you out when you want to get out?
Yeah, sometimes it gets heavy.
You know, like, how about a guy like me that, you know, I've never smoked pot, and I ain't done a lot of that and I get into one of these little tanks, is it going to freak me
You've never smoked pot?
I've eaten pot a few times, look at me.
The eating pot is more scary.
Yeah, believe
when
me.
You eat it, I fed him a brownie one
here's
night.
No, you guys heard that clip where the cop got the brownies.
Yeah.
And freaked
oh,
out.
Yeah.
I think I'm
well,
dead.
This is why it freaks you out. It's a totally different reaction in your body.
Believe me, I freaked
out. When you
out.
Eat marijuana, it goes through your liver and it produces a chemical called 11-hydroxymetabolite, which is a totally different psychoactive substance that you don't get. Like, your body produces 11-hydroxymetabolite when you smoke it, but it's a different. It doesn't have the same psychoactive effect.
People need
none
to get
hold
of it.
No, well, none of them good, but all of them misunderstood. It was made illegal because of economic reasons.
Exactly.
It was made illegal back when they figured out a machine called a decorticator that made it efficient to process hemp fiber. See, you know, what people don't realize is they didn't even have a cotton gin. It's like, what was it, like the 1800s? You know, for all those years before that when they made clothes, they used hemp. And the reason why hemp became economically impractical was because slavery became illegal. And when slavery became illegal, cotton was more in favor at the time. And then in 1933, or it was 33 or 35, they came up with this machine called the decorticator. And with the
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Corticator was a machine to process hemp fiber, and William Randolph Hearst, who had Hearst Publications and had paper mills, he wanted to stop this hemp paper movement.
He was a complete dick.
Exactly. He's a total psycho. He's crazy. I mean, that's where, you know, Citizen Kane and all that came from. You know, and what William Randolph Hearst and Harry Anslinger conspired to do was put out these stories about this plant called marijuana. And what marijuana was, that's not even a word for cannabis. Marijuana is a word for a wild Mexican tobacco, completely unrelated to cannabis. And he came up with this marijuana, this is a new drug that's causing blacks and Mexicans to rape white women.
Yep.
So Congress quickly passed, we got to stop this drug.
Marijuana.
And they didn't even know that they were outlawing hemp. And then once they realized they were outlawing hemp, then it became a...
It started with the Stamp Act, right, in 37.
Yes.
But doesn't that sound very Bush-like? It's like, there's this new drug. It's called, you know, marijuana. It's causing Mexicans and black people to rape white women.
That's a pretty good Bush impression.
And, the people fall right for it.
Well, do you remember when Reagan said it was one of the most dangerous drugs known to man?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's that's in that Manson song about pot.
I liked Reagan, but not really.
No,
Man.
Smarter Bush.
Yeah. Joe is up to speed on this.
I'm in school right now.
Dude, I told you, free time, really a lot of free time, and I'm an idiot.
Manson's I love this guy.
I do. Well, in the documentary that he was in, the American Drug War, I was like really happy to see somebody of note on there to say marijuana is not bad.
I got Jimmy from New York. Jimmy, go ahead.
Hey, I got to eat with you, Bubba.
All right.
You keep saying, and I've heard Spice say it a couple times, about how you're grateful for the radio job and how Marconi, you know, created this whole thing. You know, Marconi didn't invent the radio.
Here comes Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
Who invented
the radio? There you have it. June 1943, they revoked his patents and gave the credit to Nikola Tesla a year after he was dead.
All right, buddy. I mean,
who is a bad than Nikola Tesla? That guy created, like, so many different things, invented so many different things. He was completely insane.
I'll take you to the next level. Joe Rogan's going to tell you all about him. Go ahead.
That guy destroyed his sexuality because it became a distraction.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's exactly
what I mean. Joe Rogan might be
destroying sexuality.
Yeah. Hold on, let me tell you something. Got this guy all wrong. This guy's a walking encyclopedia.
He smashes
Again, free time, and
damn.
I'm a retard, and I smoke a lot of weed. I'm interested in weird...
Manson's smitten over you, I think.
Nikola Tesla was a fascinating dude. Died broke, and the government came in immediately, stormed his apartment right after he died, took everything. You know, he invented so many different things, alternating current. He also invented a way to transmit electricity wirelessly through the air, and Westinghouse found out about it. And when Westinghouse found out about it, they closed down his experiments.
I mean we live the way we do today because of Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
And nobody knows it.
Yeah,
well, nobody even knows how crazy that guy was.
You know what? I'm stupid.
Hey, man, that's an '80s hair band, Tesla.
Yeah, well, they were fans, believe it or not, even though their music sucked. He was a really fascinating dude. He said he got all of his information from aliens. He said everything that all his theories and ideas, they all came from an alien transmission. mission.
Now, let me ask you this. Because you're so deep. I mean, you're deep. Joe, you're deep. You bring up aliens. What do you think about that? I mean, is that stupid?
I think if there are aliens, I believe that Earth is the Tijuana of outer space. That's what I think. I think they only come down here when they're up and they want to see a show. That's actually a joke. That's a joke in my act. I have to qualify that.
So we're like the...
like a cheesy joke guy.
The Earth is like the donkey bar for the galaxy.
Yeah, man. They only come here at 3 o'clock in the morning. Why do they come here in the middle of the night? They never here at 9 a.m. Monday morning.
Because they're up and they want to see how the...
Exactly. They're up. It's 3 in the morning. They're in their planet. And they're like, let's go see some monkeys. Come on, let's get up and go to Earth. Let's do this.
Is that part of your act there, Joe?
Yeah.
Nope. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh, his comedy's great. And like I've seen...
Spice, I can't even tell you the last time we had a guy that was pimping the improv that said, don't even worry about it.
Yeah, you got to love that.
I just wanted to come in. I am a fan of the show. I listen to your show all the time. And I told you I recited that story about the guy who was... I pulled over. I was late 15 minutes for a meeting because I pulled over and I was listening to the story. I couldn't let it go. There was a guy who his buddy was banging his wife and he caught him and he was gonna confront him on the air and crush this guy. It was classic radio. I was pulled over on the side of the road with my mouth on my... Just sitting there listening to it.
Carlos Mencia, I like you a lot. I mean, not fag, but I'd like to have you. I mean, Joe is just the best. I love Joe, but I hated this guy. Spice, you knew I hated this interview.
Yeah, I set up the Carlos Mencia interview, and you were just not into it.
I mean, but he didn't say one funny thing.
No, he didn't say one
part
funny
of his
thing.
Problem.
And, it's not funny. So I will tell you this. I am very biased towards Joe, but I did ask about the heat between him and Rogan. But, man, this guy, it was like pulling teeth to get anything out of this guy.
Pointless. He's a fool.
I know, but I wanted to play it for you. Hold on. Now, Carlos, let me ask you. I know everybody in their brother, every hack-ass DJ, or even
sure.
They want to ask you about the Joe Rogan stuff. I got to ask you about that as well. You and Rogan, not the best of buddies, and Rogan's actually got in your face, I think, a couple times. Now, I've not heard his side of the story, just only what I've read. What's going on with that deal?
You know what? We were personal friends a long time ago, and some, you know, and some stuff went down, and you know, it's stuff that. You know what it is? It's stuff that a long
down.
Time
ago... Stuff went down.
You know what went down? I caught him stealing jokes, and I told him to stop doing that. I'm like, you're doing Dave Chappelle's jokes. You're doing this guy's jokes. He's like, no, man, I was doing that. Back in the day, I always did that bit. I'm like, no, I saw that on HBO.
We had similar experiences, man. Everybody has similar experiences.
And then I found out he wasn't really Mexican. He's really Honduran and German. His real name is Ned Holness. And I was like, what?
Ned Holness.
I'm like, you for real?
I did not know that.
He's like, yeah, Mitzi decided to call me Carlos. Like, he would joke about it. And I was like, dude, don't you think that's kind of up? You have a fake ethnicity.
See, that's funny.
Because
funny.
His step-parents were Mexican. So he likes to say he's Mexican. He was raised by Mexicans.
He should actually make that part of his gig, saying, you know what, he should say, you know what, the bottom line is, I can't get any run being Ned Holio, he said he wished you would have hit him. Stand by. Did Rogan try to kick your ass? I mean, Rogan's very, you know, pretty much a stud. Now, see, Rogan, I never even met you, and I'm still saying that you're
I appreciate that.
Hold on. Okay. Did he try to kick your ass? I mean, it got physical, did it not?
It got a little physical. I was wishing that he punched me. I was counting the money in my head already.
Right?
In my head, I was like, he punched me, and in slow motion, I was falling down, and as I was falling, I was going... 3 million, 4 million, but he never punched me.
There, that's the extent.
Why would I hit him? I wouldn't have hit him.
Well, you should.
Why?
Yeah, but I mean, joke stealing isn't exactly an offense where you want to fight somebody.
Listen, I'm not into beating people up, man. I might do the commentary for the Ultimate Fighting Championship. I'm a nice person. I mean, the only thing I was trying to do is trying to get across the fact that what he's doing is absolutely totally wrong. He knows it. The reason why it happened in the first place is because he knows it. I mean, he called me onto the stage. There's some part of him that wanted that to happen. There's a part of him that wanted to get busted. He's been ripping people off for his entire career.
I mean, that's kind of his gimmick.
I didn't want to hit him. I mean, why? It's like beating up a retard.
How about the Cook guy? The Dane Cook guy?
You know, I never had a problem with him. I mean, there was a couple times where, I had seen
all
that
the chicks go crazy
material.
Over this guy. What is so special about him?
I actually knew Dane from way back in the day, from back when he was in a comedy troupe called Al and the Monkeys. And he's always been a real super ambitious guy. And those guys that want to make it at any cost, you know. And look, you can learn a lot from Dane. A lot of comics learn a lot from him about like promotion and stuff like that.
Well, he can promote his ass off.
Yeah, he does more good than he does harm. You know, he's more of a fascinating little creature than Mencia is. Mencia is just a sad situation. It's like the retards need a king.
Craig. Everyone needs, unlike from people who rip you off, I'm just going to be honest with you. Can I use that one?
What?
The retards need a king?
Yes, sure.
I mean, sir, I'm going to say, you know what, man? That's genius.
Well, there's many of them. Yeah. If you read 100 people, how many of them are stupid? At least 30. Those need a hero, too. They need somebody that speaks to them.
Like anybody that would think Sarah Palin is a good president
exactly.
is a retard.
And there's a lot of people out there who thought that.
That was spooky, man.
Frightening.
That was a real moment in time where I was like, we got to mobilize. We got to do something. They've got somebody that's really speaking to them now.
Me too.
So were you an Obama guy or are you a Ron Paul guy?
Ron Paul.
Okay, sure. We're Ron Paul, too.
Look, I think what Obama does is he gives people hope. It's like, wow, there's a black guy. He made it. Wait a minute. Maybe things are different. He's so smart. He's so educated. He's so eloquent. The way he speaks is so articulate. Like maybe he's the guy. I mean, the people that are all go America, go this, and you know, support our country,
support our troops.
You don't even realize what it is. It's not what you think it is.
Man,
it's
you know
trip.
What? Joe Rogan didn't love America, man. He didn't love America, man.
I love what America's supposed to be.
He's a terrorist.
Exactly. The problem is, America.
I love the former America.
Joe Rogan hates America.
What's that, George W.?
Joe Rogan hates America. We gotta fight Joe Rogan here.
You know when I became a Bush fan? When he ducked those shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? All right, maybe he's not all bad.
And
maybe
he was smiling while he did.
He's just got friends.
Joe Rogan.
Country up so bad, and he still can't get me.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he had a smile. You want to throw you at the shoe? Come on, throw me at the shoe. But this is what we have to realize. This system, our government, our country, has not been around that long. Look, there's five of us in this room. If we all lived our lives, five of us on the radio here, if we all lived our lives to the fullest extent, that's 100 years. All of us together represent 500 years. That's way more than America's been around.
Right.
I mean, you know, come on. I was around in 1976 or in 1976. When they were doing the bicentennial.
Me too.
Remember the Spirit of 76?
Yeah. Huge.
That's 200 years. That's nothing. That's two of us. There was nothing 500 years ago. It was just Indians. And if you look at every single empire throughout history, the Greeks, the Romans, the Egyptians, every one of them fell apart for the same reasons. Going down.
What's that behind?
This guy knows too much.
You know what? This is my last death throes before I go to sleep.
But what's going on?
You're like a genius.
That was my favorite cartoon of all time.
Joe, I gotta let you go, my friend. I know you're
talking stupid. Anything that I said that's real, it's completely invalidated because the Fear Factor guy just said it. I'm bad for the cause.
He's on Fear Factor. He hates America.
You gonna make me eat worms after you call for anarchy?
Man, buddy, I don't know how often you make it to this area.
Very rarely, but I come by and visit you every time. I promise.
Or let us have a way to get a hold of you, a cell phone or vice versa. Because
when Florida goes underwater, where are you guys gonna go?
I got a safe home. My buddy's got.
Because you're money, kid. I gotta have.
You gotta get a couple more hurricanes. You bitches are going under.
I gotta have some more Joe Rogan, ladies and gentlemen. I got to.
Definitely.
This gold. I got a whole new appreciation for this guy.
We haven't even started talking about jetpacks yet.
Joe, man, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you again, man.
And let's get this on.
Yeah, JoeRogan.net.
Okay. JoeRogan.net. By the way, he has a great website.
Really does.
JoeRogan.net. Joe Rogan, thank you, buddy.
It's not safe for work, though.